This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. My word is
a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Matthew, the book of Matthew, the gospel writings, as we would call it, of Matthew. And we are in chapter 27. Last week we stopped at verse 31. And we have been looking on Jesus's, we are looking now on how they are about to crucify Jesus. So the word said, before he was crucified, they did all manner of evil to Jesus. They spat on him. They took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him. Remember, they had put on a scarlet robe, an imitation robe on him. They put his own clothes now on. So they took off the robe, put on his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. So we see, people of God, all that our Savior had gone through for us. So we as God's people must come to know and understand that we are called to glorify, to honor him, to praise him, to live a life that is praiseworthy of him. People of God, we are called to show forth his glory and his praise. So we are going to continue from verse 32 of Matthew 27. So let us pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We honor you for who you are. We thank you for your many blessings in our lives. We thank you for allowing us to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray today in the name of Jesus that you will come, O God, enlighten us according to your word. Your word is truth. O God Almighty, we pray today, O God, that we will live a sanctified life because we are living according to your word. Bless us, O God, continuously. Keep us looking unto you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Help us to know, God Almighty, Lord, that you have done it all for us. When you say it's finished, our redemption has been paid for. So we thank you, O God, that we walk in freedom. We walk in newness of life because of all that you have done at the cross for us. So we give you thanks. We give you praise and glory. We thank you for your word, O God, that you have left for us. O God, your instruction in righteousness, that we will walk and not stumble on the journey. For your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Lord, we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory, O God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. So we continue from Matthew 27, verse 32, and we are using the King James, the New King James Version. The New King James Version, that's what we are using. Verse 32 said, "Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross." So now on their way to crucify Jesus, the cross was hard to bear. It was so much for Jesus. They compelled this man. They forced this man to carry Jesus' cross. His name was Simon. He was of Cyrene, and Cyrene is in Libya. So we see, people of God, this man from Africa was called out by the soldiers. They forced him to bear Jesus' cross. They force him to carry Jesus' cross. Look on verse 33 of Matthew 27. "And when they had come to a place called Golgotha," that is to say, place of skull. So in Hebrew, this place was called the place of skull. So we see Golgotha mean the place of skull. That's where they took Jesus to crucify him. Verse 34 of Matthew 27 said, "They gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink." So we see, people of God, this mixture of sour wine and gall, vinegar and gall, it was intended to relieve the pain that he was going through, the pain of crucifixion. But Jesus refused to drink it. He had to suffer completely for humanity. So people of God, we have to understand what Jesus went through for us. He went through complete suffering for us. He had to go through all of this suffering just for me, just for you. He did it all for us, people of God, So we have to understand what Christ has gone through for us. And we do not take it lightly. But every day, people of God, our lives should glorify him. So let us turn to Hebrews 2, 8 to 13. Hebrews 2, 8 to 13. And hear what the word says about Jesus Christ, the one, the captain of our salvation, who was perfected through suffering. Look on verse 8 of Hebrews 2. You have put all things in subjection under his feet, than the angels for the suffering under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. So Jesus tasted death for all of us, people of God. For it was fitting for him, verse 10 of Hebrews 2, it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things. All things were made for him and by him. For whom are all things and by whom are all things? In bringing many sons to glory. So all of us who have put our trust in Jesus Christ, we have become sons of God. And he brings us to glory. So we see to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So the captain of our salvation, people of God, the leader of our salvation, the author, the originator of our salvation, was perfected through suffering. The work was complete through the suffering that our Lord had gone through for us. For the word said, for both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified, both us and Jesus, are all one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. So people of God, we see those of us who have put our trust in Jesus Christ, we have now become the sons of God. The word of God tells us he came unto his own in John 1:11, but his own received him not. Verse 12 said, but all those who have received him, to them gave he the right or the privilege to become sons of God. So we have to understand this truth, people of God. Jesus came as the captain of our salvation. He was perfected through suffering. So we have to understand he had to suffer completely for humanity. We must understand this truth, people of God. And we must give Jesus the glory that is belonging to his great name. Look at verse 35 of Matthew 27. The word said, then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing cast lots. And we can find that in Psalm 22, 18, that they divided my garment among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. They gambled for my clothing. And people of God, the word of God has to be fulfilled. We must understand this truth, that the word of God must be fulfilled. The psalmist wrote about it, that it would happen to the Messiah King, that they would be gambling for his garments. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So we see that is found in Psalm 22:18. Look at verse 36 of Matthew 27. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. So the soldiers sitting down, they watched Jesus. They watched Jesus. So we see they had to be watching Jesus. Look at verse 37 of Matthew 27. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. So they put up an inscription over his head saying, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. So they call this an accusation. But it was really the truth. People have got to understand this. They call this an accusation, but it was really the truth. That Jesus is the King of the Jews. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. There is none like him. None can be compared to him. He is King. The King was placed on the cross. People of God, we have to understand this truth. He did it all for us, people of God. He had no sin of his own. The perfect, spotless, sinless Lamb of God laid down his life for sinful humanity. We have to understand, people of God, that Jesus Christ is our King. He is the King of the Jews. Look at verse 38 of Matthew 27. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. So we see, people of God, Jesus was in the middle with two robbers, and the word of God tells us that he was numbered with the transgressors. So we see he was placed right in between these two robbers. And those who passed by, in verse 39 of Matthew 27, those who passed by blasphemed him. They spoke against Jesus. They blasphemed him, wagging their head, shaking their heads at him, and saying, "You who destroyed the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So these people passing by, people of God, remember, he was crucified way up there on that hill. So the streets were down below. So people would be passing by and looking up and seeing the King of Kings on that cross. And they were now there saying all manner of evil against him, passing by, blaspheming him, wagging their heads, insulting him in so many ways, and saying to him, "You, Jesus, who destroyed the temple, you said you would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days. Save yourself." They didn't even understand what Jesus was saying. "So if you are the Son of God," they said, "come down from the cross." Look at verse 41 of Matthew 27. Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save." Look at what all these religious people were saying, people of God. "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." Look at these people, people of God. We have to understand, these religious people will not believe no matter what is done or said. They chose not to believe. So they are saying, "No, Jesus, if you are truly the Son of God, come down. If you are the King of Israel, come down from the cross, and we will believe you." But Jesus did not come, people of God, to put himself on display so that people would believe him. We don't have to put ourselves on display for people to believe what they're saying. So Jesus did not come to put himself on display so that others would believe him. He did all the mighty works that prove that he is Israel's King. People of God, his works speak for him. Others spoke about him. Moses spoke about him. John the Baptist spoke about him. His father himself from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." So people of God, Jesus don't have to do anything, do any public display to prove to anyone that he is the Christ. So we see, people of God, he did all these mighty works that proved that he's Israel's King. So the religious leaders, they were living by sight, not by faith. They chose not to believe. And they're saying, "Jesus, if you come down now from the cross, we will believe you." They would not believe even if Jesus had come down from the cross. People of God, these people's, their hearts were hardened. Their hearts were like rock hard. What could cause them to believe? They chose not to believe. Enough evidence was there to prove that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the King of Kings. He is the King of Israel. But they chose not to believe. Look at what these religious people continue to say in verse 43 of Matthew 27. "He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he says, I am the Son of God." We see, people of God, these religious people saying, "He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will save him. For he said, I am the Son of God. People of God, Jesus knows who he is. The word said he knows where he comes from. He knows who is his father. He knows where he's going back to. So people of God, Jesus don't have to prove anything to any one of us. We must just take him at his word. Believe him. The word of God said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So people of God, he is the Son of God. He is the one that came forth from the Father. He came to declare the Father to us. So we see these religious people chose not to believe. We see the word of God tells us also in Isaiah 53 verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. So they said if he trusted in God, let him deliver him now. But God wasn't going to deliver Jesus at that time because Jesus had to fulfill the work that he was sent to. He had to fulfill the mission. The word said in Isaiah 53:10, which was prophesied over 700 years before Christ came. The word said, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. People of God, after Jesus' death and resurrection, and those who put their trust in Jesus Christ, we have become his seed. We are his offspring. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. He lives forevermore. He lives forever, people of God, and the pledge of the Lord. We are the pledge of the Lord. We are the inheritance of the Lord. The pledge of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. The pledge of the Lord shall prosper in Jesus' hands. People of God, we are secure in Jesus Christ. He is our security. He is our assurance. Our assurance every morning. He defends us in the night when it's dark, when we can't see our way out. He is the one who defends us. Because people of God, the word tells us, the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. So we as God's people shall prosper in the hands of Jesus Christ. We are his offspring. We are his seed. As many as have put their trust in Jesus, as many as believe in him, to them gave he the right to become sons of God. Look at verse 44 of Matthew 27. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. Even the robbers were insulting Jesus. People of God, we have to understand this truth. Even those robbers were there reviling Jesus, insulting him. Well, we're going to turn to Luke's account of these robbers who were crucified with Jesus. We're going to turn to Luke's account. And Luke 23, 39 through 43. The word of God said, and one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, blasphemed Jesus, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other one came, people of God, to the realization that this is a Christ. This was no ordinary man in between us. He is the Christ. So we see the other one answer and rebuke him, rebuke the other criminal, saying, do you not even fear God? Don't you fear God? Seeing you are under the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. The other thief got the revelation that this is the Son of God. He has done nothing wrong, yet still he was under the same condemnation as the two criminals. People of God, because what? He was bearing our sins. We have to understand this truth. Jesus bore our sins. He became our sin bearer.
He took our place, people of God. He is our sin substitute. Only he could hang on that cross and took our sins without being tainted by our sins. We have to understand that truth. He couldn't be tainted. He's God. He's divine. People of God, we must understand. So those criminals, what was given out to them, the punishment given out to them was due because they were guilty. But the criminal said, we indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. People of God, this thief got the revelation that this is Jesus Christ, the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world. This thief confessed and said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. People of God, look at what Jesus said in verse 43 of Luke 23. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. Today salvation has come to you because you have the revelation of who Christ is. People of God, we need the revelation of Jesus Christ. We need the revelation of Jesus Christ. We need to understand that Jesus Christ, the perfect God-man, came and he died for you and I. He died and he took our place. The word of God tells us that the wages of sin is death. The death penalty was meted out to us, people of God. For we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We inherited the sin nature from our forefather Adam, people of God. But we see the last Adam came. He came, people of God, so that we now can be reborn spiritually. So that, people of God, he took our place on that cross. He died for us. He was the perfect God-man, fully God, fully man. He died on that cross for us, people of God. The wages of sin is death. He died. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We see, people of God, that thief got the revelation. He was hanging there beside Jesus, but he got the revelation. This was no ordinary man here between us. This is the King of Kings. This is the Lord of Lords. This is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. This is Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah King. I must call upon him for salvation, for he is mighty to save. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. We must understand this truth, people of God, and understand that Jesus Christ did it all for us. All to him we owe. We owe him the honor that is due to his name. We must worship Jesus. Worship him in spirit and in truth. The word of God tells us in Psalm 2 that we must kiss the Son. Kiss Jesus. Worship him. Worship him for all that he has done for us. He took our place, people of God. We should have died. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God sent forth his Son into the world that those who put their trust in him will have eternal life. We have to understand this truth, people of God. We have to come to that place where we fear God. One robber turned to the other and said, don't you fear God? We must fear God. We must reverence him for who he is, people of God. And come to understand that what Christ did on the cross for us, people of God, let us not take it lightly. Let us not just say, oh, Jesus died on the cross. But let us understand the magnitude of what he went through for us. People of God, the captain of our salvation was made perfect through suffering. So we have to understand, people of God, everything was complete on the cross concerning us. It pleased the Lord, the word of God tells us in Isaiah
53:10. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. God was pleased of the sacrifice that his son has made for us. This is the only sacrifice that God is pleased with. All the other sacrifices that we read about in the old covenant, they were in place for a time. God wasn't pleased with those sacrifices. They were there only for a time. Something had to be in place. But the word tells us that God is pleased with the sacrifice of his son. God is pleased with what Jesus has done for us. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. And we, people of God, the word of God tells us, shall prosper in Jesus' hand. Let us stay in Christ Jesus. Let us stay in him. The word of God tells us in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will and it shall be done. So let us abide in Jesus Christ. Let us abide in him. Let us come to understand who he is and let his word abide in us. Ask the Holy Spirit to purify our hearts so that the word of God can find that place, that receptacle in our hearts where we now can live from a place of aligning our lives with the word of God. So God is calling us, people of God. The psalmist said, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So let us allow the word to groom us. Let us allow the word to change us. Let our minds be renewed with the word of God so we can know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God for us. So let us come to understand the work that Christ has done on the cross for us. Let us not take it lightly, but let us continue to reverence him, to love him, to worship him in spirit and in truth. For the word tells us that God is seeking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. God bless you here this evening. Let us not take the work of the cross. Let us not take it lightly, but take it seriously and purpose in our hearts to reverence Jesus and to continue to worship him. He alone deserves glory, honor, and praise. He is God. God with us, Emmanuel, our hope, our life, our light, our all in all. God bless you here this evening. We'll stop here and we'll continue from verse 45 of Matthew 27 next week, God's willing. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for loving us so much that you would send your only begotten son to die for us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you again for the life that we have in you, Jesus. We thank you for the eternal life that you have given us. And we thank you for the hope that we have in you daily, for you are our blessed hope. So we praise you today. We give you glory. We thank you, O God Almighty, for dying that we might live. And because you live, we live. We bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory forever. As we look to you by faith and give you thanks, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. And continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible teaching ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.